Next, a love story set in the midst of the Vietnam War. Ronnie, a New Zealand nurse, volunteers to work at a South Vietnamese hospital for a year. She meets Joseph, an American pilot, and their war zone romance survives the chaos, at least for a while, going home as the third in Levin writer Carol Brungo's trilogy, after The Nam Legacy and The Nam Shadow. Yad Nassour reads from Going Home.
By Thursday, the children's ward was full to overflowing. Ronnie found it hard not to be able to spend much time with each child, especially the ones who seemed to be on their own. She was quickly learning the ways of the Vietnamese and how useful the families were to the patients. The teenage girl with phosphorus burns hadn't made it. When Dorothy told Ronnie that they'd lost her on the operating table, she sat outside under the tree on her own and cried. It seemed all Ronnie did these days was cry. At 4 that afternoon, word spread that there'd been an explosion somewhere in the shanty town and to expect more patients. It seemed some children had siphoned gas from a tank. When they'd taken it home and tried to use it in their cooker, the gas had exploded and ignited everything around it, including the children. One child had died instantly, and several others were left badly burnt. All the victims were children. When she heard what had happened, Ronnie's heart broke. It took all her energy to remain calm and not cry again when the first children arrived. She stayed late into the night, working with Peg, helping wherever needed. By the time she got home, it was dark, and all she wanted to do was to take a cold shower and fall into bed.
Carol, first of all, I know you do a lot of research into your Vietnam series. Can we talk first of all about Ronnie? We meet her first, just before she volunteers to go to South Vietnam. What's her story?
She, as a young woman of that age, had a boyfriend, thought that they were sort of an item, and found out that he was cheating on her, and so she decided then that she wanted to get away, and the further away from him the better. So that's kind of what triggered the idea of enrolling or putting her name forward. Her matron had spoken to her and she'd sort of discarded the idea, but when she found out her boyfriend was cheating, it was a different story. It wasn't such a bad idea after all.
She wasn't entirely naive, and yet the reality of life in this hospital is really shocking, especially with the children she's working with.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think she was prepared at all, and I don't think any of them were prepared for what they were actually going to find over there. I mean, the poverty was just incredible. And when I, researched what the nurses went through, their living conditions and the state of the hospital, I just found it really hard to believe. And when I was researching for the story, I kind of thought, it would really be nice to let readers know what it was actually like. Although it's a work of fiction, it's based on, there are a lot of truths in there. And, I have the utmost admiration for those nurses that went over there and lived and worked in those conditions. Just incredible.
She comes to treat an awful lot of children with different health problems, but also psychological problems.
Yeah, of course they were dealing in that hospital with civilians mostly. From time to time they did have Viet Cong in there, but they treated everybody equally. I mean, to them they were patients, they needed medical help and care, and that's what they gave them. But yes, children came in with horrendous injuries, and if they didn't have horrendous injuries, they were, very ill from all manner of things. So, and that had a flow-on effect to the nurses and what they saw and had to deal with on a daily basis. And, of course, those that didn't make it through, I mean, they got attached to the kids really easily, really quickly. So, it was quite awful, really.
There's some light moments in Ronnie's life. I enjoyed the chapter when she is unpacking this package from home and what her mother sent her, and small things but made a really big difference to her, because they were desperate for food, they were desperate for toys, anything really for the children.
Yeah, well, the poverty was such that the children had nothing, and it was just really heartbreaking. And so they tried to make the environment in the hospital for a start a little bit more nicer for the kids, to just lighten their, you know, lives a little bit, just even with soap and toothbrushes and toothpaste and just things that we don't think anything about, but they just didn't have any of that. And toys were just, you know, the kids just love them. So, yeah, just little simple things that make a world of difference.
Ronnie's safety, she feels relatively safe. She's reluctant to take a gun when it's offered to her for personal safety, but it was a chaotic time.
It was, and of course, though everyone was in danger, nobody was safe, but the New Zealand medical team and surgical team that were over there didn't carry weapons, and of course, the locals knew that they were nurses and doctors and treated them with respect. I mean, they realised that the New Zealanders didn't carry weapons, and so they sort of knew that they were helping them too in a medical capacity. So, they were well looked after, and nobody gave them any hard times. But in saying that, the accommodation was actually burgled a lot. So the houses were broken into and things were stolen. So, they did have it hard in a lot of ways.
This is also a love story, as well as, you know, reminding us of the horrendous situation in Vietnam. It is a love story. So tell us about Joseph.
Love stories are my thing, and as you probably know, all of the books are love stories, but they're all set in Vietnam. And I hadn't written an American character in before, so that was a challenge. It's easy enough to write a New Zealand character, but an American is quite a different story. And so I had to get some help from some friends in America, and just to keep Joe on the straight and narrow and make sure that he was the all-American boy.
Farm boy from a farming background.
Yeah. Californian boy.
So what attracts him to Ronnie?
Well, she's just different. She's pretty. She's intelligent. She's got a really different accent, so that I find that always is an attraction. And I think she's a little bit naive and probably a little bit at risk. And I think at first he sort of wants to take care of her and make sure that she doesn't fall into harm's way and that she's okay. But it's a terrible time to try and ensure that happens, that she stays safe. And I think from a very early part in the book, he decides that that she's the one for him.
Setting this intense love story right in the heart of Vietnam just adds more pressure to the relationship, doesn't it? It's a very short amount of time before they commit to each other.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, as I found when I researched for the story, that there actually were a lot of females over there who fell in love with soldiers, and they actually married over there. Some of them, the marriages didn't last long at all because there were a lot of soldiers that were struggling with PTSD, and several took their lives. But I think that it was just because of the war and how intense it was that they felt that they needed to make the best of every opportunity they got. And if you found somebody over there that you gelled with and you had so much in common and you understood what each other was going through and the hardships and the struggles and the horrific things that you were having to deal with. And I think they had this common bond, and in a lot of cases that glued them together, but in other cases it didn't. So there were a lot of love stories that came out of Vietnam.
Going Home by Carol Brunger is self-published